Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I'm your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for BasketballNews.com. We're with you today on a Wednesday afternoon. We're going to have a great slate of NBA action today. As always, I want to remind you about BasketballNews.com. We make the best content out there in the NBA. We cover college basketball as well. So make sure you check out BasketballNews.com every single day and also subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network. There's so many great podcasts outside of this one that you need to check out. So make sure you go to BasketballNews.com right now and read all of our stories as you're listening along to today's episode. But today, we are back to go over my picks against the spread for another great slate in the association today for this Wednesday night. And let's go ahead and dive into it for our first game here. I think it's going to be really an entertaining one tonight all throughout the NBA. Our first game up here is the Dallas Mavericks at the Detroit Pistons. The Mavericks are 8.5-point favorites today over the Pistons in Detroit. I think if this spread was like 9.5, 10.5, I would feel less comfortable taking Dallas here, but I feel very comfortable taking them at 8.5. I think we see Luka Doncic have a big game tonight for the Mavericks against the Pistons as they try to lock in for a playoff run. I think we see a dominant performance for Doncic tonight, which ultimately catapults this Mavericks team. Cade Cunningham's been awesome to watch, as has Sadiq Bey for the Pistons, but in this one, I am going to lean Dallas here to win by double digits, so let's go ahead and lock in Mavericks minus 8.5 and move on now to our next game, which is the Brooklyn Nets at the New York Knicks, the Battle of New York at Madison Square Garden. I love the Nets here. I think we see big games from Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. I think we also see some role players step up. In the meantime, I think maybe RJ Barrett gives the Nets a scare for a little bit. Same for Julius Randle. It's going to be a charged up atmosphere tonight over in MSG. But I just see this Nets team with Kyrie now a full-time player again alongside Kevin Durant. They are a very good team in the Eastern Conference. They're going to be slept on entering into the playoffs. I think they can make some deep noise as a lower seed. Against this Knicks team, I think they have a huge advantage. I have a hard time seeing how the Knicks key up here. They're one of the most inconsistent teams in the NBA. So we're going to lock in big games from KD and Kyrie, which lead the Nets to an easy cover here at -5.5. So let's go ahead and lock in Nets -5.5 and move on now to arguably the hottest player in the NBA, Trae Young with the Atlanta Hawks. They are 10.5-point favorites at home today over the Washington Wizards. Trae Young has been on an absolute tear as of late for the Atlanta Hawks. He's carrying this team into the play-in for the Eastern Conference. This Hawks team's been ravaged by injuries all season long, but Trae Young has just gone to another stratosphere over the last four games. 41 points and 8 assists in one game. The next game against Cleveland, 30 points and 9 assists. Next game against Brooklyn, 36 points and 10 assists. And then last night against the Raptors, 26 points and 15 assists. I think we see a situation where Trae Young has another big game tonight, probably 30-plus points, 10-plus assists, easily beating this Wizard team into a pulp. I think we see a big Trae Young game. So let's lock in Hawks -10.5 as a best bet of the night here for Wednesday night and move on to our next game here, which is the Boston Celtics at the Chicago Bulls. The Celtics are 7-point favorites today over the Bulls in Chicago. No Zach LaVine tonight. Lonzo Ball as well was officially shut down for the rest of the season. So I love the Celtics here. I know missing Robert Williams will be key, but I don't think Nicole Vucevic will take much advantage. It's been very hot and cold for the Bulls all year. DeMar DeRozan could be in for a big night scoring-wise, but I think we see Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both step up here and lead the Celtics to a rather comfortable victory on the road in Chicago tonight, especially with no Zach LaVine for the Bulls. So let's lock in here. Celtics -7 on the road in Chicago and move on to our next game here, which is the Utah Jazz hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Jazz are 15.5-point favorites today against the Thunder in Salt Lake City. Usually I would go in the direction here of the Thunder. It's been our team all season long here, but the lineups they're trotting out right now are just absolutely disgusting. It reminds me of the 2017-2018 years of the Phoenix Suns when I covered them back then, rolling out those tanking lineups. And the Thunder are doing just that. They're resting all their guys at this point, Josh Giddey, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They're gunning for a top pick again this year. They are 15.5-point underdogs on the road against the Jazz, who I think will take this game very seriously. All these reports come out about the friction between Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. Quinn Snyder may be looking elsewhere for a head coaching job, looking at the Lakers potentially. There's a lot of buzz around this Jazz team. If they fail this year in the playoffs, it could be a big overhaul in Salt Lake City. But for this one tonight, I think the rest of the regular season, we're going to see a very locked-in Jazz team. So let's take the Jazz here to win emphatically. I'm talking 20 to 25 points tonight. Big games for Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. In the end, we're going to take the Jazz to win and cover the 15.5-point spread over the Oklahoma City Thunder. So let's lock in Jazz -15.5. over the Oklahoma City Thunder and move on now to our final game of the night, which is as follows. It is the Phoenix Suns on the road against the Los Angeles Clippers. The Clippers are favorites tonight over the Suns. I imagine the Suns will be resting a lot of guys. They broke their franchise record last night, embarrassing the Los Angeles Lakers at home, officially ending the Lakers' playoff hopes. I actually wrote about that on basketballnews.com. If you had a chance to go check it out, go ahead and do so. But I think the Suns here, though, I imagine will be resting multiple guys. They haven't officially announced it just yet, but I imagine we don't see Chris Paul. We probably don't see Devin Booker. We probably don't see a lot of these guys outside of Mikal Bridges, who's the Iron Man of the NBA. I think we see Paul George tonight for the Clippers, really give on a show for the Clippers crowd. I don't think the Suns are going to be trying much the rest of the season up until the playoffs. You'll be seeing a lot of guys getting rest and getting ahead of what should be a long postseason run for the Phoenix Suns here. So I'm going to roll with the Clippers here. I think they cover the 2.5-point spread. And it was just officially announced breaking news here. DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, Jay Crowder, and Chris Paul are all out for the Suns tonight against the Clippers. So that the line moving now is probably going to be a lot more. It was at 2. I imagine now it's going to be up to like 6.5 or 7 while these guys sitting out here. So I love the Clippers tonight over the Phoenix Suns. I think we see a big game from Paul George and as the Clippers try to lock in for a playoff run themselves in the play-in tournament. So we're going to take the Clippers here to win and cover the spread against the Phoenix Suns. So here is our seven games against the spread and our picks against the spread, and it is as follows for every single one. We have Mavericks -8.5 over the Pistons, Nets -5.5 over the Knicks, Hawks -10.5 over the Wizards, Celtics -7 over the Bulls, Jazz -15.5 over the Thunder, and currently, as I'm recording this, no line on the board yet because it was just breaking news about Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and Jay Crowder all sitting out tonight's game, so that line will be big. But either way, whatever the line turns out to be here as it ends the recording, I love the Clippers tonight to cover that spread, so let's lock in the Clippers there. But appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. We're with you guys every single day to give you my betting edge every single day, Sunday through Sunday, to go over my picks against the spread. We're also going to be bringing player props back very soon. We have a special announcement on the horizon that I can't wait to announce here on the show. But in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a great, underrated Wednesday slate in the NBA. And happy betting to you.